You're listening to The Money Hour with your host, Tina Mitchell, on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. Now, back to the show with local mortgage and finance expert, Tina Mitchell.
Welcome back to The Money Hour with your host and mortgage expert, Tina Mitchell, right here on 1150 AM KKNW, the Saturday, August 26th show, bringing in expert advice and inside knowledge on today's events in our local economy and how it can affect your money. If you're hearing my show at a different time or day, you are listening to a rebroadcast, you can call the show at 1-855-411-50, or you can go online to themoneyhour.com, discuss anything regarding your finances, or most important, get connected with the guest I have in studio today. And right now in studio, Francine Schneider with RE/MAX Integrity. Why listing a home for an overpriced is a huge mistake. Francine, thank you so much for coming back in studio. It's great to have you here today.
Thanks for having me back too.
Of course. And a little bit about Francine. Francine is from Montreal. You'll hear that in her beautiful accent. Lived 2 years in Arizona and 17 years in Vancouver, British Columbia, before moving to Seattle in 2008. She has an interior design background and owned and staging and professional organization company for realtors between age of 20 and 35 in Canada. Francine has a master's in educational technology and bachelor in linguistic. She successfully got these degrees between her main careers in interior design and real estate. Francine thought she wanted to change and teach, but when she finished her master's degree, she went back to her passion, which is design and real estate. When Francine moved to the United States in 2008, she took 2 years to study Washington's markets. In 2010, she was licensed in the U.S. and joined John L. Scott. Because of her Canadian affiliation and referral partners in 2013, she decided to join RE/MAX, which is the number one in real estate company in Canada and many countries in Europe. And she loves to ride her Harley Davidson, which I just love, and my dog's name, which Francine knows, is Harley for Harley Davidson. So Francine, this is for not just the sellers out there, but also for buyers in real estate to understand that there are homes out there that are overpriced. And for the sellers, it's important to understand why it's a huge mistake to overprice your home, which we were talking a little bit before we started the show here today. Why must sellers price their home at the right price the first time? And why is listing a home overpriced a huge mistake?
There's a lot of problem with sellers are overpricing their home. They can lose a lot of money. But before I'm going to talk about the danger of high pricing, it's also lowing, putting a price, a low price,
yes,
can be also dangerous. But before you price a home, before I get to the danger of overpricing a home and maybe pricing too low as well, I would like to remind the sellers how to price a home correctly and not to go overpricing,
okay,
to begin with. And so before you price your home, you have to look at the percentage of list priced received, the days on market, the absorption rate, which is the month supply of inventory, the range of properties that are selling, sitting, and expiring, although we don't have a lot of expire these days, the ratio of new listings coming on the market versus those going off the market, the median sales price going up and down, the people who are the sellers who have to reduce their price now. We have seen that this month, which is a little bit new right now.
Yes.
And the number of closed sales as compared with previous months, and the trends, what's going on.
Yeah.
What's happening with somebody overpriced their home? I call that the pricing pyramid. And the pricing pyramid, it illustrates that as list price increase above market value, a smaller percentage of potential buyer will look at the home. For instance, if you look at the pyramid, so if you price your home 15% below market value, you're going to have 90% of potential buyer that will look at the home. If you go 10% below market value, you're going to have 75% of buyers who will look at the home. If you go at market value or just maybe 5% above or lower, you're going to have like 60% of potential buyers looking at a home. If you go 10% above market value, then you decrease your chance of having your home being seen. So you're going to put, it's going to be like 30% of buyers who will to look at the home. Above 50% of market value, 10% will look at the home.
Wow.
Or people will go and look at the home, but they're going to try to compare the home with what you do when you're overpricing, you're helping the competition selling your home because they're going to go and look at your home. They're going to go to the, they're going to compare something else. They're going to say, okay, this person's got, this home's got a kitchen redone, the countertop, bathroom, and they're selling for $10,000 less than you do. Can you, and I have an example with that. Last month, I list two homes the same day, two properties. And one of my sellers, we agreed that we're going to stay just at the market value. The market value, it's what we have a lot of programs now. And beside, with everything that I just list, you look at the comparable, you look at what's going and coming, and how many days on the market, and you stay within those price. You don't try to go above saying, oh, yeah, but I have a view. Your home works what a buyer wants to give. And so with these two properties, the first one, within the same day, I had like tons of showing, eight offers, and we went way above the listing price. The other one, it was above market value, and I was really reluctant to list the price at that price, but I did for my seller. But we had a discussion that they would go and lower at one point, but they didn't want to lower, and I can tell that. But we had one offer at lower price, and they accepted that offer, but we didn't go. You know, we had to lower the price by 10,000.
And, you know, it's a real strategy when you're pricing a home, and especially in a market like this, because the market is constantly moving. And so really having that expert, you look at all the things that Francine listed and really being able to put that together to determine a price. It's a talent to be able to do that. So, Francine, I want to move over to talk about the resale versus new construction.
Okay. The resale versus new constructions is... well, when you buy a resale, everything it's there. You can change, but that's going to cost you a lot of money.
Yes.
When you if you want to change everything, if you go with the new constructions, mostly likely you're not going to have to change a lot of things because everything is brand new in the new constructions. Before it was a little bit easier to go with the new constructions because the bidding war was not there.
Yes.
And the market today has shifted as we speak today, like this month. The market has shifted a little bit. It's a little bit slower, and some people have to reduce their price.
A little
price.
Bit slower, meaning instead of 20 offers on 20, a home, there might be 5 offers on
exactly.
a home.
Exactly. But what I'm saying is, like, August, it's always been a little bit slower. I've seen a lot of price reductions looking at. So maybe what I'm saying right now, the new constructions has changed because I haven't seen in the last past 2 weeks. I haven't had a buyer for new constructions. But as of April, still, when I was telling my buyers, listen, you cannot get a home because you've been putting offers on 5 homes. You don't get it. It's because they don't want to waive an inspection or they don't want. And I totally understand that. I will never suggest somebody to go and waive an inspection. I would have loved to talk to this guy today on the show. But I was telling them, go with the new constructions because you don't have a bidding war. You just go in and you find your plot and you put an offer and the price is the price. Well, in April and in May, big companies, like very large companies, were taking, they were putting a home on the market on Thursday, and they were waiting until Monday to see how many offers they would have, the price, and people were bidding on them.
Yeah.
So for a new construction, I was so shocked because I hadn't seen that for the last 7-10 years, 10 years that I've been doing that here.
Yeah, and it's always kind of, you wonder why the new construction is different in how the homes are priced because there's still, you know, there's still a limited amount of buyers there. So what about senior programs, Francine?
The senior programs, there is a lot of help for seniors, and you need to be very aware of the helps out there and the companies that want help. Who's going to pack their belonging? Because seniors, especially when, if they have children, it's perfect. But a lot of couple who one passed away, the other one will be left alone. They don't have children or they moved out of the country. They came here and they're just the two of them. So you need to know who's going to help you, like moving company. There is a moving company that they are firefighter, and they're doing that as a volunteer.
Really?
So every money that they are getting from moving those senior out, and it's going back to helping the firefighter It's kind of a founding, it's kind of, you know, self-funding, but and they're really good. I always suggest all my clients to go with them. And I just had a sale last month with the elderly woman. She was alone. She was lucky. She had two daughters who helped her. Like, there is no tomorrow. They packed everything. They did a lot, but the moving, the big moving, and it's really hard to help them. You need to have somebody that psychologically understand the elderly, where they've been grabbing on their thing for 50 and 60 years, and they don't want to let go anything, and everything's got a value, value that we don't see.
Yeah.
The moving company wouldn't see. There is program, as I said, they help seniors psychologically to disconnect themselves with the belonging and say, you know, we gotta move. You're gonna buy a new thing that's gonna make you feel 10 years younger, and helping them this way.
Exactly. So lots of resources out there. Just knowing what those are. So I want to move over to the internet and all of the amazing tools that are out there. But on when you're looking at pricing your home and trying to determine a home, is that internet tool really going to be that much of a resource for you?
The research, it's always fun to see. I say fun because I'm looking at them, see to what Zillow is going to see, because everybody's looking at Zillow.
Yes.
So you cannot hide under the rock. You got to look at it. But you have to look at the market.
Yes.
And unfortunately, the market is what the neighborhood dictate. Because when the neighborhood starts selling higher and higher and higher, you cannot go back unless there is a crash somewhere, or the market's, I don't know how it's going to stabilize to bring the price a little bit down than that. But if you get a market, or you have a neighborhood, like for instance, my neighborhood, I mean, I come from a neighborhood that it was kind of a medium price. And now, because everybody wants to be in that neighborhood because of the lake, we have a lake, we have new elementary school, new high school. Well, the homes now are starting to sell higher because everybody wants to be in this neighborhood.
Yes. And it's more affordable.
Exactly.
So it's opened up more.
It's kind of getting not affordable because quadrants started making a big deal at like 24 homes building. But what I'm saying is, like, you do the comps, you cannot go down.
Yes.
The comps is, okay, now everything's selling around 600, for instance.
Mm-hmm.
Everything's, so unless your home is really, really, like, so old and so outdated, you're gonna travel with the flow of the market.
Yes.
So those companies, those like Zillow and every companies that try to price your home, they never went inside your home.
Exactly.
They don't know what you've done with your renovations and your backyard.
Mr. Zillow never visited your home.
No, exactly.
Is what I say.
So, so he cannot price your home.
Yes.
So I can, because I can look at the comparable.
Exactly.
And how many days they stay on the market, what it looks. I visit every home. But every home that I'm working in those neighborhood, or if I have a buyer or a seller, I'm going to take my week, my month, and I'm going to visit every home that's for sale before, like, I'm going to preview everything.
Yeah.
So I'm going to compare.
There's a lot of work into determining that price.
Yes.
So, Francine, as we wrap up our time here, all of my sellers that are listening, what would you say to them that they in making sure that they're pricing their home correctly?
I would say to them, don't forget that the market dictates pricing. It's not the whims of broker or the dreams of buyers and seller, but the market. Listen to the market and look at the home around and the pricing, and listen to your realtor. They are the professionals. We do that 24/7 for most of us, and we work on our MLS. We have perfect tools to look at all the real pricing, how much it sold, how much it sells, how many days on the market. Not the electronic device, apps that you can find.
Yes.
Just ask your real estate broker.
Great, great advice. And I want to add to that, Francine, as well, as being in the market, like you said, 24/7, you are in there all the time. You're looking at the homes. You know everything that's happening in the market, which there's a lot of, again, talent to really put that together, to list your home right. Not too low and not too high.
Yeah.
But at the right price. Francine, thank you so much for joining me in studio again. Look forward to having you
back.
Thank
you so much. Yeah, sure. I'll come back.
Okay. And this is your host and mortgage expert, Tina Mitchell, saying thank you to all of you for being here. And come back next weekend. I'll be here same time, same place, right here on 1150 AM KKNW. Enjoy the rest of your weekend.